Argentina is looking forward to the World Cup with a special level of anticipation. Not the least of the reasons is that the country has been battered with economic and political turmoil for the past few months, and Argentines are looking for some pleasant distraction. Joining us from Buenos Aires is freelance journalist Nick Tozer. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Tozer.
Hello, John.
So the World Cup is more important than ever for Argentines this year.
Oh, yes. I mean, soccer has always been more important than the economy or politics or anything else in this country. One late-night show said that the government were looking forward to the World Cup even more than they were looking for a response from the International Monetary Fund about rescheduling Argentina's debt. And I think there's an element of truth in this, in as much as the government know that as from tomorrow morning, this country will switch on their TV sets and be glued to it till the end of the World Cup.
And you may have a better chance of winning the World Cup than you have of winning another deal from the IMF.
Well, I'm sure that's true, yes.
What about the headlines in the newspapers these days? Has the World Cup overtaken politics and economics in the headlines?
It hasn't overtaken it yet, but it is very much there. I mean, it's increasingly been encroaching on the front pages of all the press. Just to give you an idea, this morning's main papers have about half the front page on World Cup-related stories and half on other stories. But I'm sure by tomorrow it will all become, I'd say 90% of the front pages will be soccer-dominated, and everything else will be pushed very much to the inside pages.
I understand that the streets are decorated down there, the shops are decorated. Can you look out your window and describe what you see? Is it any different than it would be would have been a year ago?
Oh, no, John. I mean, I'm looking out my window. I live in the downtown area of Buenos Aires, and I'm in front of a hotel, and the hotel has got its national flags out, and you're starting to see an enormous increase of blue and white national colors. And slowly, as we get into the World Cup, and one should remember that Argentina is playing its first match on Sunday, you will see an increasing amount of flag waving taking place and people really decorating their homes with the national flag.
It's going to be hard for them to watch the games, though, because the World Cup is in South Korea and Japan. So most of these games are going to be played in the middle of the night.
Oh, John, believe you me, there will be no problem about that. I mean, we're already seeing enormous amount of restaurants and bars organizing sort of all-night sittings. There's certainly going to be a lot of TV screens in public places for several reasons. One, because there are people sponsoring these sort of venues. The other thing is, of course, that a lot of people who've gone through a very difficult economic situation in the last couple of months have sold their television sets, so there is a need for people to go and see these in public places.
What would it mean to Argentina if the team won?
Well, one, it would mean that Argentina would be up among the top teams of the world in winning World Cups. It would be Argentina's third World Cup win, and I think in that sense it would have a pretty positive influence on the what is now a very depressed society. It would help it boost Argentina's self-esteem.
What if you lose 5-0 to England, 5-0 to Nigeria, 5-0 to Sweden? Then what?
I'm sure Argentines will relive the old conspiracy theories that all this is because there's an international conspiracy. And I'm sure that Argentine press will probably conclude that this is not so much any error by Argentina, but of a conspiracy by the international soccer community to sink Argentina.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tozer.
You're welcome.
Freelance journalist Nick Tozer speaking with us from Buenos Aires.